And welcome to Bandwagon.
Hello.
Your voice kind of changed there at the end.
Yeah, it's because I couldn't fully commit.
You should really start committing to things.
I am. I'm starting a brand new show. That's why, right. I didn't say Soundwave at the beginning.
This is Bandwagon.
I didn't. This is Bandwagon. Hello and
We're
welcome.
We're in a different place, in a different time, in a different show.
Same place, different time, different show.
No, it's different because I'm place. Over here now.
Well, we are in different places than we were 15 minutes ago.
Exactly.
All right, new places. Hello and welcome to Bandwagon. This is a show that's not like the other show that we used to do was about music. It's a completely different show. Completely different.
How is it different?
Well, that was a different intro for one.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
There was a lot of argument with whether or not we should bring over the intro song that I had originally written that we were using at the end of Soundwave for Soundwave's the second half of its first run. Mm-hmm. And we just couldn't decide if we wanted to bring it over or not, but ultimately we thought, new start, new song. So there's that little thing I did. It's in there now.
I'm Rick.
You made it canon, Rick. Who are you?
I'm Rick.
You're Rick. Who are you?
Eric.
Yeah. Who are you?
The president.
We have Barack Obama in the studio.
Obama.
You sound surprisingly white, Obama.
Well, I fixed it.
You fixed nothing, Obama.
You Michael Jackson to your voice? There's nothing.
I'm Casey.
You're Casey. You're on everything.
Yeah. I tried not be on this show, and they pulled me in anyway.
Well, you know, I figure if there's only the three of us, we're just going to bicker and argue. If you're here, we're still going to bicker and argue, but you'll be here.
Yeah.
I'll be subjected to the bicker and argue.
And I am your official host, Brandon. I can
Who
actually
made you the official host?
I did.
His show.
Oh.
I'm the co-host.
I could never say that about Soundwave because it was my show.
It was not.
And that's why it's on hiatus. And that's why we stopped doing it when we decided we wanted to keep being a part of Blind Ninjas. We thought, maybe we shouldn't keep doing the other guy's show when he's not here. This is no longer a favor.
It's treachery. We stopped house sitting. We're now squatting.
That's basically what was happening. So we thought, hey, how about we do our own thing then, since that guy can't stop fighting ninjas.
Or maybe he's becoming a ninja.
Well, that's maybe...
That would be more fitting.
You become a ninja by fighting ninjas? You become the Grandmaster Ninja?
I don't know.
I mean, how else do you think Tyrannosaurus Rexes became what they were?
I don't think they fought other Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Yeah, they did.
And
that's
now
how they became
It's
one.
Not like Highlander. There couldn't only be one Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, but that's how you became one.
Christopher Lambert as a Tyrannosaurus
were
Rex.
Were you there?
Were you? I was.
Doesn't matter. I asked you.
Don't turn this around on me. Well, you know, honestly, how we're going to be running this show, it's going to be a little more loosey-goosey. It's not going to be a set amount of segments for the show. It's just really kind of rambling about music. We're going to talk about what we listen to. There might be some discussion about music news. We'll talk about the things that are released recently. That's released recently. I just made that up. Copyright it.
Get on it.
Released recently.
Hey, that's a good idea for a segment name.
Yeah.
When you talk about new music.
Yeah. This is
Releasantly.
Now the Releasantly section. I'll never be able to say it right, though. I'll always say it differently every single time.
And that'll be the running gag.
Yeah. There we go. We're setting our running gags up early, right out the gate, right in the pilot. It's perfect.
And we're calling them.
Yeah.
See, we're like Babe Ruth.
That's
gags.
The gag. And now I better knock this one off the park then. We'll do what we're listening to. We might have some discussion points every once in a while. I felt like we were kind of starting to force it a little bit because we were talking about shit we didn't care about. You know, who cares about music, right?
I don't.
I do.
I know, and that's why you're here. We need varying degrees of interest in music to make it interesting.
You like Dropkick Murphys.
I do, and I like that Frank guy you turned me on to the other day.
Oh, that guy's good.
Frank Turner?
Yeah.
He was turned on by Frank.
Isn't that Tina Turner's grandnephew?
Mm. I no longer like Frank.
It's not. Completely.
We'll say it. Yeah. Internet, take it.
Yeah, why not? Frank Turner,
see what you can do with that.
The white alternative acoustic alternative performing artist is the grandnephew of a championed black like R&B artist. Why not? I'll call it.
Do what you do, internet.
make of it what you will. So I thought we'd just go around first and kind of mention what we've been listening to, because that's a good kickoff point. Why don't we start with you, Rick, because you're right to the right of me, and that seems like a logical place to start.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the last week, what I've listened to is... Oh, my computer's doing things. There it is. Hello.
Ding, we're here. Ding.
That's a great song. It's only one note, but man, it's a classic.
I don't know. There's like two. There was like
there's a lot of emotion in that one.
It really is.
What I've been listening to recently is Billy Talent's latest album, Dead Silence.
We were listening to this on a little bit on the way over today.
Yeah, yeah. And you haven't really listened to much of them.
No, this is the first I've ever heard of them.
So I mean,
first listened to them, I should say.
This is a clip. That's loud. So this is their latest. It came out in 2012, so it's not super new, but I really like it.
I like how they went to muted like guitar playing the minute you stopped talking.
Yeah. It's got energy.
Yes, it does. And when we were talking about it on the way over, I felt like I really kind of hit it on the head with the analysis of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And I'm a little happy about it because I like all of these things. To me, it sounds a little bit vocally somewhere in between like My Chemical Romance, like Gerard Way more recently. And
you mean Gerard Gay?
Which mic is his? I want to mute him. it sounds a little somewhere between Billie Holiday and Gerard Way with a little bit like more old school punk vibe to it. And then musically, it feels somewhere in between. Like, that song isn't exactly representative of it, but musically, it feels somewhere in between, like, Offspring and Incubus.
Yeah.
I really liked it. The whole second half of our trip over, we were listening to it. We just stopped talking.
Yeah.
We were just listening to it for a good chunk of time.
Very good at their instruments.
Mm.
And they write different sounding music. And
yeah.
They do it well.
It's you said something to the effect of it's old school kind of in its the vocal style. It's like older punk.
Yeah.
With modernized punk music.
Yeah. But it, I mean, it's not like it's the music's not like pop punk.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
It's like how punk kind of should have progressed.
Like what it could have been if it wasn't taken over by 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
By Hot Topic.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. If it hadn't been completely commercialized.
Right.
If it hadn't been Green Day'd.
Right.
What?
What'd you say?
No worry about it.
Yeah. Okay.
If it hadn't been Green Day'd.
Yeah, Green Day'd as like a as a verb. If it
you
hadn't
mean Green Gay'd?
I'll allow it.
So Eric's job on this show is to make terrible puns. I like it.
Make terrible
about
puns
gay.
And just insult really popular music.
And just that's, inserting gay into the
that's what I do.
Just inserting homophobia throughout the whole podcast. Oh, and our job is to counter your ignorance. What?
I said you mean gayophobia?
Yes. That is exactly what I meant. That's not what I said, but that's exactly what I meant. Okay,
but
anyway.
Why am I sitting next to Rick? I'm not homophobic. I'm sitting next to Rick.
Am I gay? Is that what he's saying?
Your mustache is.
Back to music.
Look, I'm gay. Let's go. What's next? What are
Eric,
you listening
you listen
to, Eric?
To?
Oh, man. I haven't really listened to a lot of new stuff lately. I've been playing too much video games and other stuff. I can't really tell you what's out there now. I just like old stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like punk and new wave. And
what have you listened to recently?
Suicidal Tendencies is a good one. The song Institution. It's a great song. It makes me
yes.
so happy.
It is a good song.
Because all I wanted was a Pepsi, and they wouldn't give it to me.
Wait, what's the song called?
Institution. Institutionalized.
Yeah, yeah. I was got confused for a second. I'm pretty sure it was a longer title.
It's good punk.
Spoken the
word.
Problem, it's like, I'm not saying it's a bad song. Just really, really damn weird.
Yes, it's weird.
It's not punk. Nothing punk happens. It's like two chords.
The music
oh, wait a minute.
Is.
What?
Oh,
it's,
of course
it's not,
don't
it's
play
not,
the punk part of it.
It's not punk just because the drummer has a seizure.
It's more punk than the last stuff you guys played.
It's like the like yeah, it's pop punk as it progressed. is different.
The Suicidal Tendencies is very punk. And that song is
maybe punk in its different. Attitude, not in its execution.
Yeah, but that song's different, but it's still punk, like the music behind it.
I'm not arguing that it's not punk, period. I'm just saying it doesn't feel like punk.
Well, it's not the Dead.
It doesn't sound like punk. It feels like punk. That makes no goddamn sense. I don't care. Casey, have you been listening to a thing?
Yeah, I have been listening to Frank Turner.
Good.
Oh, that's Tina Turner's grandnephew.
No.
No, I thought he was the step-nephew of the guy from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Silence!
Jesus Christ, you guys are so young. You don't.
Is like, there a specific song that you really like?
Shut up, wow. Man.
Looking at the sound waves on the screen, there is a dead spot that's visible in...
Is there a song that you like from it?
Cricket might as well be chirping.
Yeah, was it
Plain Sailing Weather?
That's it.
Yeah, that's such a good song. A little obscene.
Nope, it's perfect.
Perfect can be obscene. And obscene can be perfect. And as long as this
feeble heart it's really good. Beating,
the rest of this episode is just going to be us listening to Frank Turner.
That's fine.
I like when he says
you wouldn't
that.
Mind, right? The problem with falling in love in late night bars is that there's always more nights, it's always more bars. It's really catchy.
Yes.
And somehow, this song, amongst the other songs, feels really different.
Yeah.
On the same album.
Yeah. This one definitely stands out on the album.
Oh.
They skipped the chorus.
That was dumb. Had to cut out on the chorus. What are you using to play the music?
Amazon.
You're using Amazon Music? MP3 or whatever? Okay. I was just curious because we used to use iTunes, and iTunes' idea of sampling for songs was just atrocious.
Yeah. Isn't it always like usually like the first 15 seconds or the last 15 seconds of a song?
If it's not a well-known song, they just pick the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's well-known, they do the chorus. One of my favorite songs is Shortchange Hero by the Heavy. And that was actually the theme song for Borderlands 2. It was the intro song.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a really kind of just kind of almost melancholy, really mellow and low key. And I guess probably the fact that I first heard it when I was playing Borderlands 2 and it just stuck with me probably helped. But their idea for the intro was to play the actual like 6-minute intro, which is just like this really kind of bizarre kind of like hoodoo guitar in the background playing really strangely. It did not work as an intro where it's like, oh yeah, I want to buy that song. that sounds like the Borderlands 2 theme song. I want to buy that. Nope, nothing happening.
Yeah,
iTunes can go jump off a lake if it wasn't a program instead of a person.
Yes,
it can jump into a virtual lake.
Jump off it.
Yeah, why not?
Why are we jumping off lakes?
Because I'm mad at iTunes. I don't care. I don't care.
It's okay, Casey. It's okay. Somebody hug him.
Should you have not had your laptop open just then?
What?
Should you have not had your laptop open just then? Did you see something disturbing? Why'd you like creak like a door?
Oh,
you started crying because you were mad.
I'm not mad at him. I can't be mad
you
at my boss.
Scared him.
I can't scare my boss.
You just did. You startled me.
Don't yell at me. It's not my fault. I tried, and therefore I shouldn't be insulted. Personally, I have been listening to practically on repeat the new Nine... You were ready to type it before I started saying it.
Yeah.
The new Nine Lashes album, From Water to War.
Song.
Play the one before Surrender. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head.
Lights We Burn.
Yes. That's an odd place to start the...
Yeah. We do that.
It's literally the outro of the chorus into the verse.
Deal with it.
I am dealing with it.
Not well.
I'm dealing with it by complaining. That's still dealing with it. In any case, this is one of the albums that I think... I know it's happening right at the beginning of the year. It's just released, I think, I think it was 2 weeks ago? Maybe 3?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like somewhere mid to end of January it released.
Okay.
And even though it released right at the beginning of January, that was probably the album I was looking forward to most in the year. I love Nine Lashes. Their album World We View, I think, released in 2012. I listened to that all the way through 2013. Loved it. It was great. So listening to through the new Nine Lashes album From Water to War almost nonstop. That and more recently released, like as in it was released on the 28th, the new Of Mice and Men album, Restoring Force.
Tell me about the rabbits, George.
We didn't listen to the book. I think I would have rather listened to the book. I definitely would have been more entertained.
What do you want me to play?
It doesn't matter, really.
Bones Exposed.
It's a good name. Yeah.
It's very lackluster.
We listened to little bits and pieces just to discuss it on our way over today.
Yeah.
It's just so meh.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard post-hardcore done so much better by so many other bands that I cared even less about.
It doesn't sound very, like, distinct.
No, it's not at all.
Like, if I'm going to listen to something post-hardcore, I want to hear something that really takes it up a notch. Pull up Protest the Hero. This is a different direction of post-hardcore, but this is something, again, we were listening to a little bit on the way over. You're going to want to know what song, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's off of the album Volition, excuse me.
Yes.
It's not Volition. How about you play Drumhead Trial?
Okay.
That's the second song.
I got it. This is a lot less lackluster.
Everything sounds slow after listening to these guys. Everything. Nine Inch Nails is like slow motion.
Where are they going so fast?
This just sounded like my grandpa.
I just wanted to give some clarity to it. Oh, I can play music too. I forgot. I'm hooked up. The thing that I think is the craziest about him is just how precise it all is. The idea of these guys playing any of this live is almost ludicrous because of how complicated it sounds. Where it just sounds like the guitarist and the drummer are having synchronized seizures.
Yeah.
That's a good band name. I don't know. That's just, it's one of those things where after listening to those guys, you go back to listening to something distinctly post-hardcore. And if there isn't something to make it sound like there was some production value in it, like, I don't know, like A Day to Remember does it pretty well.
Yeah.
And like, I guess I don't know if I would call Silverstein post-hardcore or not.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you'd say so? Okay. It just feels a little bit more towards, like, punk. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, they're still in the post-hardcore genre.
But in any case, once you listen to something like Of Mice and Men, and then you realize that there are 100 other bands doing it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Of Mice and Men has gone way
The thing that I was going to point out about Of Mice and Men's new album is it's so much worse than their previous. Like,
yeah.
And I wanted to play Second and Sebring.
Yeah.
From their debut. It's so way better. It's all well done.
That's a good transition right there.
And I don't like it.
Too angry?
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't understand the screaming.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
Well, it's just bewildering to me.
When you think about the genre itself, it's always going to be there. That's kind of what makes that genre. And honestly, I am kind of growing out of the genre personally, just because the ones that do it really, really good stand out for their own reason. And there are 10,000 that just don't do it well.
Yes.
So there's like one or two that are worth listening to.
But that's every genre, too.
I realize that. But there are some genres where you can take the differentiation. You can kind of hear the way they do it. Like, I'm never going to mix up, even though I'd kind of probably put them on similar levels, I'm never going to mix up, I don't know, Maroon 5 and John Mayer. You're going to hear them on the same station, but you don't get them mixed up, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I would probably play Of Mice and Men on the same station with A Day to Remember. And when I hear Of Mice and Men, I'm just going, I think I already heard this, just not as good.
Yeah.
The differentiation is in the quality and not the style. And that's the thing that I feel like within the genre, there's just not a lot of...
There's no style differentiation.
Not really. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're dealing with heavily distorted guitars with a similar breakdown rhythm in almost every song. So it really becomes about what can you understand in the song? Because a lot of people can't pull the screaming out. A lot of people can't understand, like, I have no idea what he just said. And if you can't really understand what they said, some people can. If you listen to a lot of it, you can begin to understand what they say. But do you want to? And once, if you can't connect with what they're saying on a first or second listening, you start to really understand that post-hardcore and music with a lot of screaming really becomes an acquired taste.
Yes.
If you don't like it on your first couple times through and you don't stick it out, you're not probably going to want to listen to a lot of it to start to realize the differences from band to band, song to song.
Yeah, and okay. I listen to a lot of post-hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean, I can listen to two different bands that people think sound a lot alike, mm-hmm. and I can tell the difference between the guys screaming. I can pick a guy's voice out.
Yeah.
When a lot of people would say they sound the same.
Yeah. I kind of had that happen the other day. I was listening. I was actually on YouTube, and I just clicked a link to a music video by a band called Beartooth.
Yeah,
because I was just curious, and it was said it was like Red Bull Records or something. I was like, well, what is Red Bull sponsoring these days? And I clicked away so that it was playing in the background, and I heard a voice come on that was very familiar. It's like, that is very clearly the guy who was at the front of Attack.
Yeah.
It was so clear to me. I was like, I'm really sad right now that I instantly knew that. Because I hated their last album. It was so bad. And that was where it started to turn for me, where it's like, I really liked Attack's first album.
Yeah.
Then their second album was like, okay, that's a thing. And then the third one was like, okay, I think I'm done with hardcore now.
Yeah.
I think I've only found one band that I like the way that they do hardcore now, a band called Wolves at the Gate.
Yeah.
I already have it here. I'll just do it. I'll play Dead Man. It's mostly because I really like their singer's voice. It reminds me of like Dustin Kensrue from Thrice.
Mm-hmm.
If he not only stuck with heavier music, but actually got heavier than Thrice.
Yeah.
If they would have taken Thrice and just actually continued their post-hardcore trend. And it's still got plenty of the screaming, plenty of the breakdowns and stuff, but it just feels a lot less forced. I can understand the singing.
Sure.
Plus, it's not all falsetto and almost to the point of autotune.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I hear the higher pitched singing in post-hardcore, I really feel like it's on the point of autotune.
Yeah.
And high.
After Chiodos did it, a lot of people started trying to do it and didn't do it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It really seemed like they kicked off that whole trend. So they're to blame. But,
but they did it well.
Yeah, yeah, they did. That was a really long way to discuss what we've been listening to. but I was looking at some of the more recent releases because I feel like if I don't look at the releases, I'm less likely to listen to new music. And, bollocks. See, the thing is, if you click away from it, you can't read it. If you click away from the screen, you no longer can see it. Being that we're at the beginning of February here, I'm just going to kind of run through some of the albums that released in earlier January, because there was a couple that I thought, while I may not be huge fans of them, they probably are worth mentioning. The Crystal Method released a new album, which they could come up with no better name for but their own name, The Crystal Method. I didn't listen to it, wasn't that interested. Nothing about it really stood out as like, I have to listen to that. I haven't listened to it. Crystal Method album since I think it was I don't know, it was the one that had Born Too Slow on it. I don't know, doesn't matter. Bruce Springsteen released a new album, apparently it's really good.
Huh.
Yeah,
it's really good because he learned a new chord. No, I've heard good things about
I've heard nothing but good things about High Hopes. I'm not a
Well, they had really high hopes for it, so I'm really glad that it paid off for them.
Let's leave the bad puns to the resident homophobe.
No, I want to have fun too.
I'm going to have to show it to my dad.
Yeah, you should show it to your dad. The boss is back in town.
He's going
to
freak out.
I've heard really good. I actually saw a performance of Bruce Springsteen playing with Tom Morello, the guy who used to be the guitarist for Rage Against the Machine. Well, he's also, I think they're called the Night Watchmen or something like that. He's in like in a folk acoustic group.
Uh-huh.
Tom Morello has a really low voice. Like, he's just really, really folk. like folk acoustic. But it's really good. I think it's called The Night Watchman, if I'm not mistaken. You might like that, actually, Casey.
I might.
You should look it up, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, look it up. Maybe we can play a link of it. Also, Switchfoot released a new album called Fading West. I don't think they're still relevant. I don't think they've been relevant since that movie that played that one song.
What movie that played what song?
I can't remember what movie it was. It was a huge
chick
flick.
Must not have been very relevant.
It was very relevant at the time.
Oh, okay.
Dare You to Move was the song, and it was on some chick flick. I can't remember what it was now. And I don't care. Maybe you can put it in the comments so that people who do care can find out.
You should comment in the comment, guys.
You comment on the I don't give a shit.
You comment in the comments.
So I have this. The Night Watchman. It's nothing is popular apparently, but we'll play one.
In the eastern sky where the roads are all covered in sand.
What the?
You like a band.
So what we got? It's
no, really?
What came up?
That's not it.
This is fun.
It's what came up.
Oh, that cannot possibly be what I was. It's, no.
This is what you told me to look up.
No. No.
This feels very show tune-y.
Try Night Ranger.
That's not it.
What about Night Rider?
What? This is making me angry. What is it? Tom Morello was in a band and they played Night Watchman.
Did you misspell night?
No, but did you? Did you misspell night?
Unless it's night.
What form of night are we
here.
Using?
No mistake. The angels have come too late. This is Tom Morello and the Night Watchman. In my hands I hold the proof that something sure to hit you. Secondary, that's the song, it's called Whatever It Takes, off of the album The Fabled City. This is a song called Lazarus on Down, featuring Serge Tankian of System of a Down.
Yay.
Lazarus on Down. Tom Morello has a really low voice. Come on, let's push on through. Now, let's go around. I think I'm going to go to sleep. This is not at all how I can remember. This would be the second time you've fallen asleep while I'm hosting. That's a little piece of Soundwave gold from yesteryear.
Yay.
Literally, it was in 2013.
Yesteryear.
Yeah, so that wasn't as good as I was hoping it would sound. Oh well. Not my fault, I didn't make the album. Yeah, I don't know. What else was reviewed or was released recently? A new number one Gun album came out. Pull that up. This Is All We Know is the album. Number One Gun was one of my favorite bands from a long time ago. I liked him.
Oh.
Let me get him.
For reference, he was so clever that he put a Journey cover on one of his albums. Can you guess what song he covered?
Does the Wheel Keep Turning?
No. I don't know.
So it's This Is All We Know?
It's Don't Stop Believing.
But I don't want to listen to that Journey.
So what am I going to listen to?
I don't know. What's the
highest rated? Get a Little Weird.
Yeah. Wow, he's got a high voice.
Nice.
I think everyone should just do Journey covers from this point forward.
No new music. Journey.
They found it. They found the sound.
Journey, Aerosmith, and
just Journey.
Rush.
Journey and Rush. I could go with that one. Just Journey and Rush.
Will you
throw some Eagles in there?
Yeah, all three of their songs.
They have more than three songs.
I know they do, but there's only three that I remember. So that's all that exists. Will you look up the number one Gun, Don't Stop Believing? I'm just curious to get a reaction.
All right.
He doesn't have a voice for it. I will say that. that's for damn sure.
It's on their previous album. Karaoke.
I think it's on... I can't remember what it's called.
Let's
now.
Sing it right now, Casey, while they look for this song.
Nobody wants to
just
listen to
that.
Just
a small town girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Living in a lonely world.
This seems like really simple.
Look at
how are you fucking this up? It's right
anywhere.
Here. I've got it.
Well, I...
It was onto the Secrets of Knowledge.
Okay,
it's
well,
the last
I didn't
track
know where it was.
Yeah, well, look, man. Use your face.
Children.
I was looking.
I'll fight if I want to.
We're listening to Journey covers.
Just a small town girl. Yeah.
Sounds like the crap that Glee put out. She
took the midnight train. It was better than karaoke.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going to just jump ahead.
Because you're guaranteed to hear that song at karaoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Three times.
Drunken Applebee's customers stumbling up to the microphone.
Like, hey, yeah, and Applebee's in
there. Eric,
yeah.
Eric, we need to go do karaoke this song right now.
We should. We should do it.
Why wait?
Let's go to Applebee's
for the next.
I think
for
Thursday
the next
nights.
Four and a half minutes, we're going to be covering this song. That's what we do. What?
I think Thursday nights are their karaoke night.
If Howard, I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
I think we need to, someday, we need to take the bandwagon crew down to a bar and do karaoke and film it.
We'll look into that.
We'll have to make sure that we we hide that fact until after we until after we do it, because we don't want to be judged.
I'll try to pick a song.
We judge. We don't like being judged.
I'll try to pick a song that more than two people in the place know.
No, we're all just going to do Journey.
Just Journey?
Just
I'm going to do Linkin Park.
Queen.
Can we do Journey / Foreigner? Because they're
there you go.
The
Well, I'll do Hot Blooded.
You're as cold as ice.
I'm just going to do Linkin Park. And none of that new shit. Old shit. Before they got all gay. That was for you, Eric.
I want to do Devil Went Down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul steal.
I'm going
to
do tequila.
He's way behind. He's in
That's a
while doing tequila.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Also, more recently released, just looking briefly through, I got to say, I think this goes to be the weirdest song title I've ever seen. Against Me released a new album on January 21st called Transgender Dysphoria Blues. And I saw one of the song titles and I just had to write it down. All capitals, no spaces, fuck my life, 666. I'm not sure I
was. Was it written by a middle schooler?
I highly doubt it.
Is that the same guy who wrote Gunfight?
Because that song's awesome.
That's a brutal song. If you don't know what we're talking about, just go listen to Gunfight by Sick Puppies. Don't even play
it. Thank us later.
I'm not going to play it. We've played it
too
much.
Will you please play it? It hasn't been played on this show.
For those of you who may not know, you should probably go listen to the last episode of Soundwave before the hiatus began, the bandwagon battle royale, where we implement a terrible voting system. And
the voting system was so broken.
I don't care. I don't care. Come up with a better one for me. Please, people. I would be happy to hear your opinions and reject them outright because mine's better. That's how I work, right? Gunfight won our worst song of the year. And by worst, it's kind
we
of
mean
the best. The fact that the best song and album went to the same band
is awesome.
It really teaches me that system is definitely... That's the reason why I'm rethinking how to
why?
Do it.
Why? Because they won?
Yeah. Because they won both.
Yeah. But they deserved it.
I'm not saying they don't, but they won
but
both.
But shouldn't they? I mean, if they had the best song, aren't they the best band?
No. Not by a long shot. If they have the best song, that doesn't necessarily mean they have the best album. Because there are plenty of albums that have one good song and nothing else.
Yeah, but it was a very consistently good album.
Yeah. I don't know.
All the way through.
It was a good album.
It was a fantastic album.
I'm just thinking about
others. If you talk to anybody but Carlos.
He was vehement that you were incorrect. And then I'm just looking ahead at some other albums that are coming up here in February. Things like Broken Bells has an album coming out. Let me see. I think tomorrow. Yeah, because we record the day before albums come out. I don't know if that was the best idea. But we do what we do. Broken Bells has a new album coming out. For and? Today has a new album coming out tomorrow.
And?
What?
And?
The Glitch Mob. That's what I'm actually kind of excited about. They have one coming out in a week or so. And I'm really excited for Love, Death, and Immortality because I really liked their last album.
And?
What else is coming out?
Well, one that I'm looking a little further ahead into, like, March.
You shouldn't look that far ahead because you have shows you got to do in March.
What's that?
So you shouldn't look too far ahead. You got shows to do in March.
I'm looking ahead at some albums that are coming that we're looking forward to, and we'll discuss some more after they come out. That's, you know, we don't do actual reviews on this. It's very much discussionary. Discussionist? discussion.
That sounds racist.
What else is coming out in February?
I don't know.
Rick is really excited.
Yeah, why don't you just say what you're looking forward to?
Bayside Cult. Bayside 6 album, Cult. It's coming out February 18th.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Did you say Bayside?
I said Bayside.
More like Gayside.
That one wrote itself.
But also, Bayside's first album came out 10 years ago now.
Oh.
It came out in 2004. I'm going to play a song from it.
So we can safely assume they're at least 10 years old.
It's this. This is from Sirens and Condolences, but Cult's coming out in February. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're a big Bayside fan.
I'm a huge Bayside fan. It's been 10 years.
I gotta say, I don't like his voice as much back when. I think he's a much better singer now.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Anyway,
Cult's coming out February 18th.
Rick gave none of this shit about the words.
Damn me
you
for
said.
Having
it. Because he sounds the same. But
he does.
He's coming out. It's coming out.
Okay, good.
February 18th. Anyway.
He's bouncing in his chair.
He really is.
I'm so excited.
You don't
man.
Get excited about anything.
Yeah, except for Bayside.
I guess so. Like, if you tell Rick his house is in front, he'd be like, oh, I probably should go home and try to fix that.
Yeah, all but, right. But if you tell me Bayside's there.
Go to the Bayside. Go.
They're at my burning house. No.
That's where I keep all my Bayside albums.
Hey, Rick, I'm sleeping with your wife, but Bayside has a new album coming out.
Bayside's album is coming out.
Oh, you're a jerk. Also, Bayside.
February 18th.
I think, I can't tell if you'll be excited about this. Probably not as excited, but looking ahead, March, we have an album like Taking Back Sunday is expected to have.
I'm also excited about that. Yes.
And in looking even further ahead to April, I see Need to Breathe has a new album. These are just things that I think I'm kind of looking forward to. Wow. Everyone, all at once, just stretch and yawn.
I'm tired.
Yeah. And music is so boring.
Well, you played that one low voice guy who put me to sleep.
Lazarus on
It's a lullaby
down.
Time.
Now is the time for all good presidents of media conglomerates to go to sleep.
Yeah,
we have important international business meetings in the morning.
We have to declare war on another podcast company.
We have to meet with the Russians to get more vodka.
You okay?
I'm not going to make
I'm
a
good.
Habit of going to music news, but there is just one thing that I was excited to say. Justin Bieber got arrested.
Yes, in Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the petition to deport him?
I did.
And it got over like 100,000 signatures, so the White House has to address it.
Yes. I'm going to sign this petition right now. God bless the internet.
Now listen, I do have respect for performers, and I understand that these people who have to get on stage, it's a lot of pressure.
Well,
but it's also a lot of fame being thrown at them that's just because they're performing a lot of songs they didn't write.
Well, here's my thing with Bieber is I, like, yes, he's a shitty human being.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, a terrible kid, but the
only... He didn't start out that way.
Well, that's because no kid ever does.
Oh, I disagree.
But, like...
I know some shitty kids.
Well, I did.
Okay. Anyway, but he's never had anybody tell him no.
Mm. Yeah.
Ever. And
especially
so, like,
at the formative years.
He has affluenza.
Yep.
You want to elaborate?
Affluenza. It's a disease where nobody's ever told you no, so you don't understand what consequences are.
A kid got injured.
Yeah, we talked about it on the Department of Defense.
He got in trouble running over like four people, but he gets off because it's affluenza.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm
seeing
that here.
Too.
Justin
You're really
Bieber,
rich. That sucks, man.
It says that Justin Bieber was charged with drunken driving, resisting arrest, and driving without a valid license, and he was. Apparently street racing, going like 60 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone.
Fast.
I mean, it's twice the speed limit, so when you think about it, I guess. It's not exactly like 60 miles per hour street racing, but you have to assume if it's a 30 mile per hour zone, that probably means it's more populated, and 60 miles per hour is probably
a bad idea. Well, let's look at it this way. There's a shit ton of 19-year-old kids who are street racing in their little like Honda Ricers, except he has like a Lamborghini.
Yeah, that's definitely going to catch a cop's eye, but... And then when he gets pulled over, you know, like the resisting arrest, I think, probably came for the fact that he was, like, swearing at the cops up and down. It says when he was pulled over, he...
Don't you know who I am? I'm Justin Bieber.
He said, what the fuck did I do? Why did you stop me?
Why you send me fuck out?
You're going twice the speed limit, and you're driving, you know, under the influence of some drugs, and he's shouting out at the window at the cops that he has marijuana. And
well, that was just dumb.
Well, would you ever accuse him of having any intellectual ability?
No. Oh, he did pee in that mop bucket once.
What?
Wait a minute.
You guys didn't hear that story?
Do I have to do some scrambling for a link here?
No, he was at a restaurant, and he went to the kitchen and peed in a mop bucket and said, fuck Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
I'd like to think that all of those things are connected somehow. Like, peeing in the mop bucket and saying fuck Bill Clinton is some
Take
sort
that,
of
Bill Clinton.
Some sort of personal statement.
They are connected. He's fucking retarded.
And Canadian, so why would he say fuck Bill Clinton?
That was before.
Does
you
he
can
speak
remember.
For all Canadians? Do all Canadians so feel that way? Post your thoughts in the comments.
Canadians are generally nice people.
Yeah, look at Rush. Good guys.
And apparently they all hate Bill Clinton.
No, that we don't know that. I don't think they give two shits about Bill Clinton.
Is Justin Bieber a staunch Republican? Do we have any info on that?
Wrong does he political seem like, system.
Does he seem like he'd give a crap about politics?
Hell no, kid's an idiot.
I'm guessing he probably just yells whatever everyone else is yelling.
Yeah.
Like, so probably just Obama.
People didn't like Bill Clinton, so
fuck that guy.
Yeah, that guy got a blowjob in office. Fuck him. Yeah. In other news, Anne Berlin's coming back tooth and nail for a final album, and they're doing a final tour. They're quitting, and that makes me sad because they're a band I really like.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes me kind of sad. But I'm excited that they're going to be releasing a new album this year, their last album. They're releasing it back with the label that kicked them off, tooth and nail. And they're going on Vans Warped Tour and a final album release tour.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they're quitting very well.
Well, they're going on a farewell tour.
It's a farewell tour.
Yeah, but that means the year after that we get the comeback tour.
No, they'll give it another year and then they'll release a new album and then the comeback tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to follow the right ropes. They're just going to Michael Jordan it until people actually care about him again.
Is Michael Jordan still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not his dad, but
so
he
is. So is Dennis Rodman.
I'm pretty. Well, is he still in North Korea?
He's friends with Kim Jong Un.
That's just fucking bizarre.
He likes basketball.
How the fuck does that happen?
So short.
How does Dennis Rodman end up in North Korea and we're just okay with it?
Dennis Rod. Well, we don't want him here. So we're like,
is that where we can deport Justin Bieber? Let's just send him to North Korea.
They don't want him either. He's the same size as they are.
No, just be like, hey,
tall people
Bieber.
Only. Bieber. They'll take David Robinson when we're done with him.
Yep.
Bieber, North Korea doesn't like Bill Clinton either. So many mop buckets over there as well. Just so you know.
How would we know? How would you find that out? That information's private.
I just made it up and it's real.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm trying to get him out of here. Come on.
Yeah, see, I don't know where to go from that. I don't know where to go from...
Let's wrap it. I would just end it there.
I think we're done.
So the first episode of Bandwagon, welcoming us back into discussing music on the airwaves under the Blind Ninja Studios header, ends with us discussing mop buckets having urine in them and Dennis Rodman being
But
North
a
Korea.
Pop star did it.
A pop star did do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's music related.
Dennis Rodman was once in a rap song.
See?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was the song?
Oh, man. I can't remember... Exactly, but
I think that's
he was also mentioned in Men in Black.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Will Smith was in that movie, and he did music.
Yep, Dennis Rodman, rap genius, is a Google autocomplete. I can't play it. Well, I'm looking to find the song. See, now this is the note I want to end on. I really want to believe that this is. Okay, yes, I clicked on you.
Or we could just play Space Jam.
See, now, there's something that didn't hold up as well as I hoped it would.
It holds up perfectly in my mind. I haven't watched it in ages, and I don't know if I want to, because it holds up so well here.
What the fuck?
And Bill Murray's in that movie.
Okay, apparently the song, I think the song itself is called Dennis Rodman. I can't tell.
Yeah, it's called Dennis Rodman.
I just want to really...
......
No, that can't possibly
be
right.
The entire album is only 99 cents.
That's
because there's only one song.
I just,
one song.
I want to read these lyrics for you, okay? I like the way she wear it, baby, wiggling. I like the way she jug, baby, juggling.
I want to hear it.
I like the way she move, damn, do that shit again. She changed her hair again, Dennis Rodman.
Play it.
The song is...
Swish.
Wow. Now I have to know that this song exists. Well, that about does it for us this episode of Bandwagon.
Dennis Rodman.
We'd like to
swish
with my Rodman.
It's half the lyrics.
Oh my! Seriously,
Dennis
the whole
Rodman.
Swish. Yeah.
Can we go back and make that the worst song of last year?
I don't know when that came out. That
November 11th, 2013.
So it's
did it really?
Yeah. Oh, we missed our window. Oh,
Dennis Rodman, swish.
Oh my God,
we are retconning last year's finale of Soundwave.
No, we're just adding a second, also worst song of 2013. It's like an additional. It's we're gonna add them by.
We're gonna
genre.
Have an we're gonna have an award next year. Missed opportunity.
Thing we didn't find out about until it was too late.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well. I'm not gonna sleep as well knowing that song exists.
I am. I'm gonna listen to it while I sleep. I'm gonna listen to that and the gun one on repeat.
Just the two of them. It's a two song playlist. All right. Well, that about does it for us this episode of Bandwagon. The very first episode of Bandwagon. I felt like it went well. Did you feel like it went well? Send us some feedback at feedback@blindninjastudios.com. You can find us on facebook.com/blindninjastudios. You can find us on Twitter at blind_ninja. All of those places. Talk to us on all of them.
And on YouTube.
And oh yeah, hey, now we're on youtube.com/blindninjastudios. We got a couple of shows on there. Josh's World and what's the other one? Oh, Pancakes with Casey. How can I forget that one?
And we have The Gamer's Kitchen coming out next week. Also, The Carlos Perspective.
It's all happening. So signing out of Blind Ninja Studios in River Falls, Wisconsin, I am your host, Brandon. That guy's Rick. Those guys are unimportant. We love you. Bye.
Bye.